One of the news items highlighted by Vatican Radio's weekly information service regards the fact that the Salesian congregation is holding its 26th general chapter on the theme Da mihi animas, cetera tolle. Give me souls, take away all else. That's the motto chosen by St. John Bosco, the founder of the congregation, whose mission it is to be bearers of the love of God for young people, especially for those who are poor. The ongoing general chapter means there are Salesians from all over the world gathered at the Salesian Generalate House here in Rome. And as far as I'm concerned, the theme made me really curious to find out something more about them.
The congregation is about 150 years now, or close on 150 years in existence.
Father Julian Fox is secretary to the Department for Communications at the Salesian Generalate House.
Don Bosco worked for young people in and around Turin and gathered lots of youngsters at what is known as the Oratory in Valdocco in Turin. From those young people that he gathered, he formed people who wanted to stay with him. They became the first Salesians, in other words. From there, the congregation spread very rapidly throughout, obviously throughout Italy as it became, and throughout Europe. The first missionaries were sent to South America, particularly to Argentina, Patagonia, during Don Bosco's lifetime. And from there, we have spread into approximately 130 nations of the world.
I also discovered that Don Bosco named the congregation after St. Francis de Sales, who was known for his kind and gentle manner, a trait which he wanted his Salesians to acquire. And for a very good reason. Now, I understand that obviously your main mission is to evangelize, but the Salesians are universally recognized as great teachers. Is that true?
Correct. Certainly, we're recognized, I would think, for the core of our charism, which is the preventive system, a way of educating with the heart, through the heart. In other words, Don Bosco developed a whole set of intuitions and practices which he called the preventive system. It wasn't actually a term that he invented. He took it from the language and practice of his time, but he changed it into a style of presence, particularly of being with young people that, well, we have discovered in those 150 years enculturates very easily anywhere in the world.
Yes, the Salesians can be found worldwide in many different initiatives on behalf of young people. Schools, oratories, youth centres, technical and professional training centres, parishes, foreign missions, and activities that have to do with mass media and social communications. I just happen to have personal knowledge of one of these.
I have been in Africa often. I'm from Africa originally, and I've been to Salesian missions. And what has really struck me every time is that there's always a football field. There's always a room to play games as well.
Exactly. In other words, he changed the understanding of oratory, which is a word which means prayer in Latin, from a place where you simply gathered to pray to a place where you gathered to play, and through play you were introduced to prayer. He describes the oratory, in fact, as a place where people feel at home. He describes it as a playground where friends meet. He describes it as a parish, as a church, where people obviously come together in that context. So he determined the concept of oratory in a new way. And so you correct it, you'll find a football or whatever, and Salesians in the midst of young people. Yeah, that's characteristic of our style, I guess.
Right now you're holding your general chapter, which, as you mentioned earlier, goes on for about a month. What is the objective of this chapter?
General chapters, this is the 26th in the history of the congregation, general chapters tend to have a particular theme. This one is return to Don Bosco, not in any general sort of a way, but to return very particularly to the heart of the charism, which is the preventive system.
The preventive system, Father Julian explained, is not really a system at all, but a lifestyle, an educational approach, a pastoral method and a spiritual heritage. But at this point, I found myself wondering what made Father Julian, an Australian by the sound of his accent, become part of the Salesian family.
I suspect precisely what we've been talking about. In other words, I went to a Salesian school as a youngster, and I was immediately attracted by the style, by the people, by the appeal to the heart. So educating with the heart was something that that intuitively made sense to me, and it just stayed that way.
It's really quite a joyful approach, isn't it?
It is, yes. It's yeah, and I guess that's part of the charism. It is joyful. Don Bosco put it, of course, in the language of his the religious languages of his own time, that he wanted them to be happy here and happy in eternity. He spoke about producing good Christians and honest citizens. He had lots of these little phrases, but that's a very catchy one and one that works very well across any culture.
And across the world and within many different cultures, the over 16,000 priests, brothers, sisters and laypeople who belong to the Salesian family have founded schools, set up churches, oratories and missions with the goal of giving children and young people a chance for a full life, continuing in the clear and simple mission of St. John Bosco, to be a friend to children who are poor, who are abandoned, who are at risk, and in doing so, to be a friend of Christ. What about yourself personally? What are your hopes?
I obviously feel that this particular general chapter has caught the imagination of every Salesian in the world. We have an extraordinarily charismatic and excellent leader in Father Pascual Chavez, and he has this capacity to catch the moment. And I think that this recall to educate with the heart of Don Bosco is something that has inspired and fired the members of the congregation. So my hopes are that it meets the moment because, like any other congregation in the world, you know, we have to go looking for our vocations, obviously, even though we're large in numbers. And so this will help, I think, to reinforce our own vocation and also to continue to attract others.